In these parashiyos, we read about the trials and tribulations Moshe Rabbeinu endured as the leader of Klal Yisrael. In the Midbar, the Eden were constantly complaining. They complained about the lack of water, first at Marah and again at Meribah. They complained about the food. They were repulsed by the mon, they said. Zecharnu es hadaga shenoichel b'Mitzrayim. They longed for the cucumbers and the fish and the garlic and the meat of Mitzrayim. There was the sin of the eagle, the rebellion of Korach, the sin of the Meraglim. They accused Moshe Rabbeinu of siphoning off funds from the Mishkan. They even accused him of adultery. Totally absurd. And the question that hovers over all of this is one of the deepest and most difficult questions in Judaism. Tzadik v'ralei. Why do the righteous suffer? Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest human being ever, a man who gave up everything for Klal Yisrael, why did he have to suffer so much? So let me share with you a beautiful insight from Shimshon Pinkus. The Gemara says in Masechtas Kedushin, Schar Mitzvah Bahai Almaleka. There's no reward for mitzvahs in this world. We have to wait till the next world to receive our reward. So at first glance, it's very hard to understand. The Torah commands us, V'yoymoy titen schara, pay your worker the same day. And Hashem fulfills every mitzvah in the Torah. So why doesn't He pay us immediately after we perform a mitzvah? So Shimshon Pinkus gives a brilliant marshal. Let me paraphrase it and embellish it a little bit. Imagine Jamie Dimon, the CEO of JP Morgan Chase, is driving down the Garden State Parkway on a brutally hot day. And he's thirsty, he's parched. He pulls into a gas station, he grabs a bottle of water, and he heads to the counter. He whips out his platinum Chase card. And the cashier tells him, sorry, we only accept cash. He checks his pockets, no cash. All he has on him is his weekly $17.5 million bonus check. And he offers the cashier the check. And the cashier laughs. Sir, we don't have change for that check. Behind him, a homeless man pulls out a crumpled $1 bill and he walks out with a cold soda. A teenager pays with some pocket change. People on welfare, immigrants, tourists, everyone is cooling off with drinks. And the man that's worth $2.5 billion, he's standing there thirsty. Why? Because his currency is too valuable for this transaction. Says Reb Pinkus, Hashem wants to reward us right away after we do a mitzvah. But the reward for even one single mitzvah is so vast, it's so limitless, there's no currency in the world that can pay you for even one mitzvah. Take every dollar in every bank, every cryptocurrency, every ounce of gold, every diamond, every skyscraper on earth, combine them all, and it still wouldn't be enough to pay for even one mitzvah. And that is why, Schar Mitzvah Bahai Almaleka. Hashem doesn't pay us here, not because He's withholding anything, but because the reward is simply too precious to be cashed out in this world. There's a story told of a rebellious Jew who once mocked the Hasidic Rebbe. He said, Rebbe, your Torah says that if someone doesn't keep the mitzvahs, Hashem will get angry and punish them. Well, I eat bacon on Yom Kippur, I don't keep Shabbos, I don't do any mitzvahs. And look at me, I'm healthy, I'm on the Forbes 500 list, I'm living the life. And the Rebbe asked him, tell me, have you ever said Shema in your life? The man thought for a second. He said, yeah, a few times. And the Rebbe says, ah, now that all makes sense. You have no idea what kind of reward you get for saying Shema even one time. And perhaps this helps us understand Tzadik v'ralei. A tzadik who dedicates his life to Torah mitzvahs, who lives with incredible spiritual precision, may still have a few small averas, a few minor blemishes on an otherwise stellar record. If he arrives in Olam Haba with even a tiny blemish, that eternal palace that's waiting for him, his reward for a life of greatness, might have a leak in the roof. Instead of high-speed internet, he might have dial-up. Instead of carving stations, he might be stuck with airplane food. For all eternity. So Hashem says, let me clean up those stains now here in Olam Hazeh. A little suffering here to ensure perfection over there. And the opposite is also true. You see a rasha v'toivlei, a wicked person, and he denigrates the Torah. He causes pain to other people. Yet, he's living the dream. A yacht, a penthouse, a private jet. But if we would only know the backstory. Maybe that man once gave a ride to an elderly person. Maybe he gave $100 to tzedakah. Maybe he said Shema once in his lifetime. So Hashem says, that one mitzvah deserves reward. So let me give it to him here in Olam Hazeh. So there's nothing waiting for him in Olam Haba. Just a filthy shack for all eternity. So Moshe Rabbeinu, by living a life of Mesiras Nefesh, is teaching us that suffering in this world is not a contradiction to greatness. It only means that great reward awaits us up the road. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.